Now, you can stop and fissure cognition on a tone 40 process, but an auditor is better not to do it than to do it if he does it poorly. You can continue to hold the fellow's hand and give me your hand, saying, well, how you doing though?
Good.
All right. That's after you've given a thank you. See, give me your hand. Thank you. How you doing?
Fine.
Got it? You're doing all right, then?
Yes.
Session upsetting you in any way?
No.
I'm going to do that very smoothly for you. I just didn't. Give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. Give me your hand. Thank you. How you doing?
Good.
Doing all right?
Mm-hmm.
Not doing too badly?
No, except you just won't listen to me, but that's all right.
All right. Have you had anything happen here in the last few minutes?
No, I just been feeling a lot better.
Good. All right. Give me your hand. Thank you. See how you do that. Continue to hold on to his hand and fish for cognition. Sometimes they have an awful cataleptic fit or something of the sort, and a few commands later why you can just hold it and ask what's going on. But you don't have to. You'll just have to take on faith that they do come out the other end. Okay, well, now the truth be told here, we have numerous other CCHs, but the truth of the matter is you know how to do a great many of these. You know, it's fantastic. The amount of pressure is very important. There has to be just the right amount of pressure. There has to just be about the right cadence. It's a rather fantastic thing. It isn't something that has gotten onto rather easily. But when you do it well, it looks fantastically simple. It looked awful simple, didn't it? Audit right up on top all the time with your bank never kicking your teeth in. It's fabulous. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.